Those of you who are fans of Monty Python, you know this pretty well.
A wafer thin mint. Bah. Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin
hole. Yeah, wafer thin mint. And it's the gluttony, you know. The dude sitting at the table and he just chowed down all that food and he's getting ready to blow up and, ugh. Well, that's kind of the case when it comes to government sometimes. Well, not sometimes, but most times. And as we approach budget season with a new fiscal year in the state of Illinois starting July 1, lawmakers, they've been given the task of finding out how to better manage the state, with $6 billion less than what they had last year. Now, this, of course, has sparked a debate as to whether or not Illinois has a revenue problem. Or instead, my next guest contends it's the other way. It's a spending problem, not a revenue problem. Michael Lucci is the director of jobs and growth at the Illinois Policy Institute. For disclosure, I work for the Illinois News Network, which is a service of the Illinois Policy Institute. So, Michael, thanks for taking time with us today and tell us about Illinois' spending problem. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Absolutely.
And what we saw was a research report that came out from Pew Charitable Trust, so a nonpartisan organization that just looks at state budgets and sees what's happening over time with them. What Pew did was they compared tax revenue for the states of all 50 states before the Great Recession hit the states compared to where they are today. And Illinois stood out because we're one of the only states that dramatically has increased tax revenues over that time period. We're the second biggest increase. We've added about 23% in tax revenues over this recession period. Meanwhile, the majority of other states have actually cut overall tax revenues over the recession period. So you have all these states around us, Missouri, they're working on less revenue. Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, all working on less revenue. Illinois has increased revenue by 23%, and we have very little to show for it.
Now, the Great Recession, when did that actually end? Was that sometime in 2009?
Well, economic growth began in June of 2009. Job creation began again in January of 2010.
So, and we're talking nationwide, because we know Illinois is still kind of staggering, even after the recession.
Right, nationwide. And Illinois' recession ending and recovery line up pretty well with the national. It's just our recovery has been far slower in terms of job creation and GDP growth than the national average, and certainly all of our surrounding states.
So this Pew Charitable Trust's survey and research of sorts, they looked at all 50 states' tax revenue from the end of the recession all the way up until, I think, what was it, the third quarter of 2014, and they found that Illinois was the second state to the top in generating more tax revenue in all the country. The top state was it North Dakota with 126% more revenue?
Yes, it was North Dakota, and we know what's happening there. The North Dakota story is interesting. Their tax revenue is way up despite them slashing their tax rates all across the state. They've cut their income tax in half over that same time period, but the extraordinary economic growth from their energy revolution, it's just driving more money into the state coffers than the state knows what to do with. And they just passed another income tax hike in the last month or so. So they continue to send some of that money back to their taxpayers. Whereas Illinois did the opposite thing. Illinois raised taxes even though we had an economic growth problem. So instead of reinvigorating growth first so that would drive tax revenue creation, Illinois actually hit up the taxpayer first, which slowed down the economic growth. And we've looked at that research about how job creation and GDP growth slowed after the tax hike, which is exactly what you would expect. Tax hikes do not help economic growth. They specifically hurt economic growth.
Michael Lucci joins us. He's the Director for Jobs and Growth at the Illinois Policy Institute. And we're talking about how Illinois doesn't have a revenue problem. Illinois has a spending problem. But, Michael, if you listen to some of the commentators and some of the Democrats and even probably some of the Republicans out there in the State House, they talk about how we need to generate more revenue and that we have a revenue problem. How are they wrong in this assertion?
Well, they're wrong if you just compare us to any other state in the country. So if we have this $6 billion cut that they're talking about as being so dramatic, if that actually occurs, we will still be ahead of the national average for increasing tax revenues over this recession timeline that we're talking about.
Wow.
So even cutting these extraordinary cuts that they say that the governor's proposed, if that all happens, we're still ahead of the national average for increasing state tax revenues over the recession time period. So it's really not an extreme cut. This cut would not even put us in line with the other states of our country in terms of how we treat our taxpayer citizens. We would still be taxing more and bringing in more revenue than all these other states have. Other states are looking at their problems and they're deciding, we need to respect our taxpayer. We need to have economic growth before we can even talk about how we're going to be bringing in tax revenues. And then once we've expanded our tax base by creating more jobs, more growth, more entrepreneurs, then we can all sort of work it out and all get what we need from the state government in terms of services. But if we start hitting up the taxpayer first, then everybody loses. The taxpayer loses their income. The government always needs more and more money, as they say, and the businesses just don't grow here.
Michael, how does this increased revenue since the recession to the tune of 23% than what it was at the end of the recession here in Illinois specifically, the second most revenue generated in all the 50 states, and that was because of the 2011 tax increase that expired at the beginning of this year. How does that line up with how much Illinois government has spent year to year? Is it also increasing as well?
Yes, the year-to-year increases have been, I mean, last fiscal year, we had record spending for the state of Illinois, so as we're bringing in the more revenue, they're certainly finding ways to spend it, and Illinois politicians have always found ways to spend money. A lot of it has gone into pensions, which they have not yet substantially reformed in a way that would be upheld. That might end up being a constitutional change. And a lot of it has been increasing services like Medicaid that the state just simply can't afford right now. So they've found new ways to spend the money, while these other states around us have found new ways to save money. We've just acted exactly opposite to all of our neighbors and our peers.
And ultimately, that's played on Illinois' economy in a negative way, to where we've seen stagnant growth. And even recent reports that you've put out, looking at data from the Census Bureau, talking about how there's actually an exodus of people from Illinois. Tell us about the unemployment rate. And this is always something really fascinating to delve into, because we hear the unemployment rate reported every month. And for 11 consecutive months, the unemployment rate has ticked down, even if it's just a 0.1% every month. It's still going down, but that doesn't tell the whole picture. We're talking with Michael Lucci. He's the Director of Jobs and Growth at the Illinois Policy Institute. Tell us that other number out there that people don't necessarily hear about in a short jobs report.
What that number is the hidden unemployment, and there are a number of ways to estimate, but the idea here is unemployed people are dropping out of the Illinois workforce, and some of them are just leaving the state. As we saw last year, we had record number of people leave the state. But Illinois' workforce has shrunk more than any other state's has over the same recession time period that we're talking about. It's actually smaller by 200,000 people since the recession started hitting Illinois and started hitting the country. Meanwhile, all the other states are actually growing their workforce. Not all of them, but most of them are growing their workforces. We're still seeing dropout to this day. Month over month, we're still seeing dropout. We're still shrinking our workforce. So when you plug those people back in who've dropped out, say we just performed like our neighbor in Indiana, where it's very similar demographically, very similar industry. If our workforce had sustained itself in the same way that Indiana's workforce had, our unemployment would still be double digits today. It would still be over 10% today. We've seen less job growth, less employment growth than Indiana has, but our unemployment rates are similar because all of our unemployed people are dropping out of the workforce, and maybe some of them are moving to Indiana. So there's that hidden unemployment, which is still over 10%, and this is a conservative estimate, still over 10%, because people are dropping out of the workforce when they don't find opportunities.
And we've seen this, these types of reports talking about major metropolitan areas, and, you know, the Springfield area gets reported on, the Chicago area gets reported on, Metro East gets reported on. And these reports also say, hey, for 11 consecutive months, we've seen the unemployment rate decline. But then you look at some of the actual numbers, and various sectors of the economy do gain jobs, but you've got, like, the manufacturing sector, for instance, just taking it punch after punch after punch in the face here in Illinois. From the data you've been able to analyze, where are we really struggling throughout the state?
Well, we are struggling very seriously in manufacturing, like you indicated. And one of the communities we're looking at with that is Decatur. Decatur peaked out at an unemployment rate of 13.2%. That was back in 2010. That was their highest unemployment rate during the recession, and it's since come down dramatically. However, the entire reason for that declining unemployment rate is because people have dropped out of the workforce there in Decatur. There's actually been negative job creation, negative employment growth over this recovery period for Decatur, but the unemployment rate has come down. It's actually almost been cut in half entirely because of workforce dropout. We've seen unemployed people drop out of the workforce there and employed people dropping out of the workforce there. And it's interesting because one of the things that happened during this recovery was that both Michigan and Indiana passed statewide right-to-work laws. And when we look at the timeline of what happened after they did that, when Indiana passed their right-to-work law, they've created 40,000 new manufacturing jobs since that time. Illinois has lost 2,500. Michigan did the same thing. We see the same exact results. They're up about 42,000 manufacturing jobs. Illinois is down about 1,500. So these other states are simply grabbing our opportunities from our industrial backbone, such as Decatur. And it's just playing out in our government's own numbers when they show what's happening in a place like Decatur. The workforce is shrinking. Unemployed people are dropping out. And that's what's driving down the unemployment rate in those places.
But Michael Lucci, Director of Jobs and Growth of the Illinois Policy Institute, we've got a revenue problem. We don't have a spending problem. We don't have a business environment problem. We have a revenue problem. How do you message this to try to change the minds of those who are simply just saying, hey, let's fix all of our problems by increasing taxes?
I think that the way to message it is to say opportunity comes first. Before we can divide up the pie, we have to actually create a pie that we could divide up. Before we could decide who gets what, we have to have things produced. We have to have entrepreneurs here and businesses here who want to grow here. Everyone is understanding at this point that those things aren't happening, that people are leaving the state, businesses are leaving the state. We just saw 3 steel companies either shut down or move out of the state in the last month from Illinois, totaling about 2,500 steel jobs. So these headlines are not news to Illinois. They've become old news in Illinois. People understand we need opportunities. The people of Illinois elected a governor who's very ambitious about providing a better free enterprise system, more opportunities. And so the way to message is to say opportunity comes first. Allowing people to pursue their dreams, that's what comes first. After that has been accomplished, then we can start talking about how to divide up the pie. But if we don't have opportunity, if we don't have job creation, then there isn't going to be anything left over for anybody. And that's what we're seeing right now. Even though we're raising taxes, we have people leaving the state, and we have people expecting government services who aren't getting them because those taxes aren't going to productive uses.
Michael Lucci, Director of Jobs and Growth for the Illinois Policy Institute, thanks so much for taking time with us today, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you.
Absolutely. News Talk 970 WMAY, your 10-minute weather guarantee at 1021.